Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Majestic Mondays with DDI, Daughters of Deliverance International.
Come on.
Come on.
All right. Amen. Amen. That was Kirk Franklin and the family. An oldie but goodie. Coming off of Resurrection Day yesterday, I had this song on my heart. Jesus indeed paid it all for us. And he paid dearly when he was crucified and died for our sins so that we wouldn't have to pay, so we wouldn't have that debt to pay. But then he rose again and lives. That right there is enough for you to get your praise on, even without that music. My church yesterday for Easter, the praise team sang Don't Cry by Kirk Franklin. He is risen. He's not dead. Oh, and it was so powerful. And our pastor talked, of course, about the resurrection. Everybody has heard that story probably since childhood, if you have been in church for a while or a member of a church. But my husband and I had a discussion recently about Jesus's 40-day resurrection tour, or as my husband likes to call it, the back from the grave tour, which I had not heard of, even though I'd heard, of course, the story of the crucifixion and him dying and then even rising again on the third day. I had not heard about his 40-day back from the grave tour. And I thought my husband was wrong when he said that they had a fish fry with Jesus after he rose from the dead. But you know what? It was true. And I didn't realize that Jesus had done that whole cast your net in the water for the fish a second time. I know he had done that when he first met a couple of the disciples who were fishermen, and they hadn't caught anything all day. They had been toiling for hours, and he said, you know, lower your nets into the water. And when they finally did that, it was like so many fish that the nets were breaking. Well, apparently, after he died and rose, they did that whole cast their nets and had too much fish again. So I tell you, it is great to get into the Word. You discover new things all the time. So some of you are like, well, where? I never heard that. Where is this at? So John 20 is where, and this is a passage that my pastor went over at Zion yesterday. Jesus had appeared to Mary after she and the other ladies had gone to the tomb, and they found out that he wasn't in there. And then Jesus appeared that night to his disciples in John 20. That's what it says. And then he appeared to them again after 8 days. So it's like he was doing all of these different pop-ups around the city after he rose again. And then in John 21, it talks about the fish fry and the story that I just mentioned about them casting the net and getting all those fish again. The original version, the first time that it happened is in Luke 5, verse 4, when he first meets those disciples, and then they follow him after that. But John 21 is where the second thing of the net happens and the fish fry that Jesus partook of. Let me read that for you in John 21. All right, let's see here. All right, so this is after they cast the net, and they did realize that it was Jesus with them. And it says that as soon as Peter realized it, he shouted, "It is the Lord," and put on his outer garment because he had taken it off while he was fishing. And then he jumped into the sea and started swimming towards Jesus. Peter was the one that was a little out there, but mightily used after this whole thing. So the Lord said, this is in verse 10 of John 21, "Bring some of the fish which you have caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153 of them. And even though there were so many, the net did not break. Jesus said unto them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. And then it says in verse 14, "Now this is the third time Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. So he's appeared several times to the disciples and to other people. And it is actually in Acts 1 where it mentions that he appeared for 40 days after he rose again, and then he was taken up into heaven. And this part I didn't know either. So apparently when he was taken up into heaven finally to sit at the right hand of the Lord, that is called ascension. And there is something called Ascension Day that is celebrated all around the world. So for those of you that were like me and didn't know about Ascension Day, I'm going to tell you about it. The ascent of Christ into heaven on the 40th day after the resurrection is what's called Ascension Day. And so this says, and you can Google it, Google Ascension Day. This says, Ascension Day is the 40th day of Easter. It is a religious holiday that commemorates the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven. Ascension Day is officially celebrated on a Thursday. This is 39 days after Easter Sunday. And in countries where it is a public holiday, Ascension Day is a free day for a lot of workers. Many people take a long weekend off because the day is, it falls on a Thursday, so people usually take Friday off as well. And even if you don't, it says Friday is usually very quiet, particularly in shops and offices. And this says, despite Christianity being a minority religion in Indonesia, Ascension Day is a public holiday there, and services take place at churches throughout the country. It says in Germany, Ascension Day is sometimes called Father's Day because many of the Protestant men there have a special men's only outing on that day. It says in Sweden, for Ascension Day, many people go out into the woods at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. to hear the birds at sunrise because that's supposedly this very peaceful experience and helps them to feel more in tune with the Lord. So while we don't celebrate Ascension Day here, this says about 51 countries do celebrate it. And those countries are, besides the ones I mentioned, Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden, to name a few. Government offices, schools, banks, and many businesses are usually closed where Ascension Day is a public holiday. Public transport services are on a weekend schedule and all of that. So it's a big deal. And in some of these countries, they have a big feast that day. This is Ascension Day is one of the earliest Christian festivals dating back to the year 68. According to the New Testament in the Bible, Jesus Christ met several times with his disciples during the 40 days after his resurrection to instruct them on how to carry out his teachings. It is believed that on the 40th day, he took them to Mount Olives, where they watched as he ascended into heaven. Ascension Day marks the end of the Easter season and occurs 10 days before Pentecost. So again, you can learn more about Ascension Day. I have decided that I want to celebrate it. So it's May 25th this year. So my husband and I are going to do something special on that day. We haven't decided what because we just found out about it. but we're going to do something. And if you feel inclined to celebrate in some way, then I encourage you to do so. We want to celebrate Jesus's birth. We want to celebrate his death. We want to celebrate his resurrection. And when he ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father and to intercede for us. That is a wonderful thing to celebrate. So do it. All right, let me pray for you for a wonderful week ahead, and then we'll close out. Lord Jesus, we love celebrating you and learning more about you. We thank you for your sacrifice and most of all for making us your children. We ask for your protection for this week. We ask for your hedge just to be around us and our families and our friends as well. And we ask that your anointing rests on our lives and that your purpose and that your will for us will be fulfilled. We thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so that's our Majestic Monday for today. More of a Bible study this time with a little bit of information. If you like what you're hearing, drop us a line. You can donate to the ministry to keep it going. You can send in your prayer requests through our website at daughtersofdeliverance.com. If you are one that likes the mail instead, then our P.O. box is actually listed on the website. And again, that's daughtersofdeliverance.com. We will be back next Monday. Make sure you join us. And in the meantime, be blessed. See you next time.
Remix.
Everything is all right.
All right, okay. Jesus said I'm all